that's good.
And whatever it was, its head kind of turned back and looked at me after I did that. And it had these like red reflective eyes. I kind of describe it as like a small like Jawa from Star Wars.
Welcome to Tell Me a Ghost Story, the late night call-in podcast where we delve into the world of the supernatural and explore the eerie and unexplained. I'm your host, Michelle Newman. This podcast features true stories from our callers that will send shivers down your spine and leave you questioning the existence of the afterlife. So grab a cozy blanket, turn down the lights.
Hey, Michelle, it's Noah from Atlanta, Georgia. I wanted to tell you about two ghost stories that happened to me. Don't worry, they're not too long, but they are pretty spooky. They also happened about 30 years apart from each other, which I think is a little unusual for most people's ghost stories. The first one happened when I was like 11 or so. I'm originally from a small town in Mississippi, and my best friend lived in this giant antebellum mansion. It definitely had a bit of a creepy vibe at night, and it had an elevator in it that would randomly turn on in the middle of the night. It didn't do this during the day, and it would go up and down. It in of itself is like pretty spooky. But he had a younger sister that was only like a year or two younger than us, and she had a friend, and one night we played hide and go seek in my friend's room, like his bedroom or whatever. And the way we played hide and go seek, we turned off all the lights. And the person that was it had to go find the people that were hiding. The people that were hiding could not move. You had to just stay where you were hidden, and then the other person had to seek you out. The fun part was, is it was already a little spooky because you're in the dark, you're trying to find people that aren't moving, and you could kind of get, you know, they could scare you or whatever. So I was it, and I do my counting, turn around, and I start to walk forward, and just as my eyes start to adjust, I see one of them take off running across the room. And in my well-developed 12-year-old brain, I was like, aha, they're cheating. So I'm going to smack them as they run across the room. So I went to do that and my arm went right through them. Spoiler, it was not one of my friends. And whatever it was, its head kind of turned back and looked at me after I did that. And it had these like red reflective eyes. I kind of describe it as like a small like Jawa from Star Wars. And everyone in the room screamed. Or at least that's how I remember it. And we all ran out and we went to their playroom and nobody talked about it. Fast forward, I see that same friend many years later, and we're going to see a concert in Atlanta, and I just randomly bring up like, hey, do you remember when we were kids and we were playing hide? And before I could even say seek, he was like, and we saw that ghost that you like hit with your hand. He was like, yeah, I talk about that all the time. And I was like, okay, because I wasn't sure if I had told the story so many times that the story became the memory, or if the memory was the story or whatever. So that's story one, pretty spooky. I wouldn't even say that I was a full believer in ghosts after that. So fast forward about 30 years, and my wife and I went to Vegas. It was like Halloween night. That Friday, we went out to, I don't remember the hotel, but they had a Halloween party. We both went as Beetlejuice. She did like a gender bender Beetlejuice. And I was, I guess, your other like normal Beetlejuice. And we come back. We didn't even really party hard or anything. We come back to the hotel room, go to sleep. And I wake up at like 3 a.m. I remember looking at the alarm clock and seeing that, and then looking up and there was a little boy staring at me. He was not in full color. It was kind of tones of gray, and he didn't look modern. Like his dress appeared as if he was, I don't know, like late 1800s, early 1900s, kind of that musy cap vibe to him. He didn't feel threatening. I kind of felt more like a fish in a fishbowl. Needless to say, it did freak me out. And I immediately rolled back over in the bed and was trying to talk myself out of the reality of the situation, thinking maybe it was sleep paralysis or something. But I remembered I had rolled over, so I was like, okay, if I roll back over, he'll be gone. So this time when I rolled back over, it was him and what appeared to be, I assume, his father. Same tones of gray, same air of dress, and he had his hand on the kid's shoulder, staring at me. This time I closed my eyes immediately and rolled over and pulled the covers over my head. Even though it didn't feel threatening at all, just seeing very vivid apparitions in that manner, I don't know, it felt crazy just knowing that that is a real possibility. And if you liked those stories, I actually also have a ghost podcast on mine. I interview people about their ghost stories. It's called Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories. If you find the little icon with the cute ghost wearing headphones, we have people on and interview them and trying to get to the bottom of what these ghost stories are. When I started it, I didn't really believe in ghosts that much. And now I'm a full on believer. Spoiler, if you're going to listen to 6 years of content, I guess. But yeah, check it out. It's Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories. Thanks.
Thank you, Noah, for two great stories. And like you said, for more, check out Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories. And in fact, Noah interviewed me for the episode Ghost in My Bed. So check that out wherever you get your pod.
My name is Michael. I'm based out of Watertown, Massachusetts. When I worked in Arlington, I was on the phone with my girlfriend. We're having a FaceTime conversation about me doing my work. I'm a mechanic, so I was showing her the ropes of what I'm doing. As I'm having a conversation with her, I kind of catch a glimpse on my right of a woman wearing a blue nun outfit. So the headdress, the top gown, and the skirt. After I ended the conversation with my girlfriend, I thought, why the heck did I see that? I go to my coworker. I looked at what he was wearing. I'm like, oh no, that's not him, because I saw the person's shoes as well, and it looked unusual. It looked like nurse's work shoes. That's what I felt like. And I asked him, I'm like, did you see anyone? He said, no, I haven't seen anything. He said, okay. I walk around inside the shop. I checked the bathroom because the door was closed. No one was in there. I asked my boss and my manager. They both said, no, we didn't see anyone in front of the store. Where I was located for the shop, it was where I'm working. And then next door to that is where the boss and the manager were sitting. So they would have seen someone walk by that area. They didn't see anyone. So I let it be. After that, it took probably a few months until I finally saw the entity again. I left that job. I was jobless for some time for school reasons, and I'm having activity in my own home. Lights in my house are flickering. I was receiving messages in dreams and when I was awake. And I thought this was crazy. Finally, one day, after everything that was going on in my life, I had a dream of me committing a sin, a severe sin for my take, because being an Orthodox Christian, I did not at all like it. Finally, at one point, they were in my bedroom, telling me to do things, and I finally said, I'm tired of this, I'm done. I closed my eyes, I begged for Jesus Christ to come into my life, and he showed up without any hesitation. When I opened my eyes, they were there. When I closed my eyes, I saw Jesus, and I kept my eyes closed the entire time. After about 15 seconds, I opened my eyes again, and I saw nothing. when I closed my eyes again, I saw Jesus again. And I praised him and I said, thank you for helping me in this dark time, because I've seen enough darkness in my life to know what darkness is. I have dealt with the devil. I have dealt with demons. I have dealt with dark spirits. When you experience a truly dark entity and you cannot back it up, it is horrifying. When I finally asked for Jesus Christ, he expelled those demons and showed me what truth is. The darkness has zero hold of you when you are a truly God-giving person that wants God to give you true life.
Thank you, Michael, for your story. This call started with you seeing a nun in a blue habit. In Catholic orders, that usually represents teachers and teaching. And it sounds like you learned a lesson.
My name is Christina, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have a lot of stories, actually. I've always had things happen. But the one I'd like to share is from an apartment that I lived at that was right next to a cemetery. And we lived in the back of the complex. And when you look out our bedroom windows, you would see the cemetery. Like, I wouldn't even take the garbage out of that. I was too creeped out. And, you know, usually I'm not afraid of these things because I'm used to it. But anyways, one night, our bedroom door was open. And open my eyes, and in the dining room, I see a little girl. Like, clear as day, she looked like a person. Like, I know you hear people, when they mention they see things, it's a mist, or they see through them, a shadow. This was like a little girl that I can touch. She had to be around 8 years old, long blonde hair. Her clothes were gray in color. And I sit up, I'm still in bed, but I sit up and I'm staring at her. And she's staring back, like we're making eye contact. Neither one of us are saying anything, but we're looking at each other. And I can't even tell you how much time passed. And she turns to walk away. And I climbed over my husband like he wasn't there, ran in there, and she was gone. Now, in the direction she turned to walk, there was nothing there but a wall. I was in an apartment. The other side of that wall would have been my neighbors. And I remember my husband being so upset because, well, he was sound asleep, and I just crawled over him. Remember, he just kind of made a remark, oh, you're dreaming? Go back to bed. Like, I knew this wasn't a dream. I wasn't asleep. I was having trouble sleeping and rolled over and there she was. Anyways, a few weeks later, my husband used to wake up so early, like middle of night. He did construction. Well, alarm went off. We're laying there still half asleep. And we hear children laughing. And my husband and I kind of laughed it off. Like, oh, funny. The kids are dreaming and they're laughing. If you think about it, are they really dreaming at the same time, laughing at the same time? Maybe 10 minutes later, my husband saw a kid running down the hallway. Creeped him out. It's like, what? Now he believed me. In this apartment, we lived on the top story, and we always heard people walking on the roof. Nobody lived up there. We're in the top floor. It wasn't like it was roof rats or anything like that. I've had roof rats. This was footsteps. And after a while, we got used to it. Didn't acknowledge it because we were so used to it. One more time, we had some company, some friends over. They're all hanging out in the living room. Remember, where the footsteps started. We didn't notice, like I said, we were so used to it, didn't even acknowledge it. My husband's cousin looks at us and he says, don't you guys live on the top floor? Why is there somebody on the roof? And we kind of laughed it off, like, yeah, there's nothing up there. This is normal. This is every single night. But it's harmless. And the same friend, another night, we're all hanging out, just drinking. We're early 20s. Anyways, we're in the kitchen talking. And I had my coffee pot, the same apartment, by the way, but I had the coffee pot on the counter. Nobody was even touching it. And it just started shaking, like violently shaking. And I remember we all just stopped talking, stopped what we were doing. We're all standing there just looking at this coffee pot, watching it shake. And finally, I just put my hands on it, grabbed it just to get it to stop. And that was, like I said, my early 20s. That's 20-something years ago until this day that friend is still just creeped out by it. So I don't even have time to tell you all the stories that happened. But I have some other pretty interesting things with some of the places I've lived in.
Thank you, Christina, for your story. Why is the image of a bunch of ghosts walking around on a roof so unsettling to me? Call in again. I'd love to hear more of your stories.
Hi, my name is Ree. I live in Colorado Springs, and I have a ghost story. So, when I was living in my old house, my childhood house, I had a childhood shadow person. My shadow person would stay in the bathroom, and every time I walked past the bathroom, I could see this shadow person hovering over me. It was bigger than the roof. It was ginormous. And one day I was laying on my bed, and I saw the door open, and that figure, his head was up against the roof. And he just looked at me, and he couldn't move, he couldn't do anything. And then the next time I remember was a few years later, and we moved out of the house. But, it followed me. I will remember I was laying in my new bed, and I had my door open to get back, and it just peeked its head around the corner and just stared at me and then walked into my room and disappeared like a fog. And yeah, so and now I am a true believer.
Thank you, Marie. You are not alone. Shadow people appear in stories again and again. Whatever they are, spirits, echoes, or something else, they remind us how thin the line is between here and whatever's waiting in the dark.
Hi, this is Cindy Tetrin, KETRWIN, calling from Avon, Indiana. And I hear a podcast, and I wanted to say I've certainly enjoyed my stories, and I wanted to thank you for it. And I've got a new story for you. It's about my brother. When he was a little boy, Brian, he lived with a monster that only he could see. And he claimed it lived in his closet, and it follows him to this day at the retirement home. It's an invisible monster that only my brother and I can see, and the nurses are aware of it, but it causes havoc sometimes, and sometimes it'll come out at night and tear up everything in our room. But anyway, we named it Herbert. So, but anyway, Herbert has been with us for years, and there are monsters, and the monsters under our bed and under any other object you can think of, they are real.
Thank you, Cindy, for another great story. and an even better reminder. That's all we have this week, folks. Do you have a ghost story? Call 701-484-2666. That's 701-484-2666. Or go to tellmeaghoststory.com and leave your story there. Thank you to all the callers who left messages this week. And as always, I'm your host, Michelle Newman, signing off. See you next week.